Take Robert DiClemente. He's chief U.S. economist at Citigroup. Most times you'll find him in a quiet office high above the Hudson River. But every first Friday of the month, he makes an excursion to where the action is.
Yeah, well, so when jobs data come out normally, the senior economists all head down to the trading floor. The data hit the tape, at 8:30 sharp.
And the market takes note.
As we said, it was a better-than-expected jobs report, at least with regard to the payroll figures.
CNBC back in June. Stocks go up, stocks go down. Wall Street always reacts. DiClemente's job is to go deep dive on the report, look for surprises, hidden angles, and deliver his analysis a few hours later.
The first impression is not what lasts. Oftentimes the story that comes out could be different.
On this Friday, with no official government estimates, DiClemente will rely on some smaller private surveys to form his analysis of where the economy is going. He compares this to coaching a baseball game with only subs.
We're hoping the guys who can fill in are going to help us really score some points, but that's to be seen.
If Congress and the president agree to fund the government soon, this will be no more than a one-month hiccup, and the September jobs report will come out just a little late. But if the shutdown drags on to mid-October, that could spell trouble. Economist Barbara Byrne Denham with Eastern Consolidated points out that the Bureau of Labor Statistics actually has survey takers go out and talk with thousands of Americans every month.
The government collects data the week of the 12th.
So if the survey takers are still furloughed, then
we might not ever have an October jobs report.
Like, never ever. Leaving economists like Denham and DiClemente to make an educated guess about how many people were working in the month that the government was partially shut down. Not knowing could really rattle Wall Street. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.